This is Nursing in America. Each week we speak with incredible nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. This is the second part of a two-part episode, so make sure you go back and listen to part one first.
Welcome to Nursing in America. I am your host, Tanya Friedman, Chief Executive Officer here at Kinetics USA. I've invited Luciana Da Silva to be the guest host for a few episodes. She'll be speaking with nurses now living in America to figure out what life is really like. Enjoy.
Today, I'm speaking to Well Archie. She also goes by Lonnie. Lonnie trained as a nurse in Davao City in the Philippines, then moved to Michigan in 2012. Let's hear how it's going.
What's a Roth IRA?
So, you know, your 401k, that's taxed. They get your percentage from your salary and it's not taxed. The Roth IRA, it's a form of retirement savings also that you can do. You can apply from different various, maybe your employer will also offer it, but in my case, no. So I have to do it my own through Fidelity. So I put my savings in there and invested to stocks. I was hoping that like every year it has a maximum of $6,000. So when you invested that, when the time that you have to withdraw it, you are not going to be taxed because it was, you put your savings there after you paid your taxes. And you can withdraw it as earlier than the 401k. I think I might, yes, I hope I'm right, but that's how I understood it. So I put savings in there aside from my 401k. That's how I started my savings like 3 years ago when I learned how to do these things. The 401k, you can actually maximize your, if you, it depends on individual on what works for them. For me as a single, I have no family, no kids. I am able to maximize my 401k. And then after that, I would be, instead of putting my savings in a bank account that doesn't earn interests, I put it in a Roth IRA. And then after I maximize my Roth IRA, and then I can do like individual stocks or another different form of savings. Of course, you also need to have your emergency savings all the time. But instead of sitting it there, why not investing it into something that you could earn interests?
Where does someone get a Roth IRA? How do you get one?
I got mine from Fidelity. I applied for it. It's really easy. You just have to download the apps and look for that account. They will give you some instructions on what to do, what to do. I was not required to do anything. It is just, you just have to put money on it on a monthly basis on how much you can. Some people would do like $100 per month, or you can maximize it as early as you can of the year. It has 6,000 for a single person, 6,000 maximum per year. And it yields interests.
You know your stuff. You know your financial stuff for sure. You've explained that better than me.
I am trying to still learn and how to do it. I am hooked into this. I'm sorry if I'm using that. Not a right term, but I joined this group called Financial Independence and Retire Early. I have learned a lot from that group. And of course, I know someone or a friend of mine who also taught me about financials. Most of the Filipinos, most of us are sending money back home lots of times. And there was this point of my life that, hey, I'm working so hard. I earned this lots of money. I earned this amount of money. But why is it I don't have any savings? Why is it I do not have any, like literally that was my position like 3 years ago. I was scammed before because I thought that investing your friend's business will help you. That's the way how, you know, you invest your money. That's the only way I know at that time, because I did not know about this kind of savings that I'm doing right now. I was scammed. I put my money in there and partly I was being scammed. Like it was a bad moment. And I keep on sending money to my family in Philippines. It's not bad to help, but I think you have to learn to set limits. And I woke up one morning, like if something happens to me, like really if something happens to me, like health wise, I have nobody is going to help me here in the United States. Nobody will hand me money to buy things or to buy my food or pay my rent or something like that. And so I started really digging into looking into how to save money and where to invest. How do I do it safely? So I started doing that. And I'm glad I did it.
You're inspiring me. I need to start saving more.
I think it's a mind setting. Some people would say you only live once, but what if you live longer? Where would you get your retirement? Where would you stay after you retire? What are you going to do? If there is an emergency, where would you get your money? I mean, I know there are places that would loan you money, but you have to be paying a lot of interest from it. So,
sound piece of advice. It really is. And that's, you know, with the United States too, like people spend so much money and they get into so much debt and then bills mm-hmm. come up and they have to pay bills like all your insurances. I'm sure that you know, you have several insurances that you have to pay for. Kind of list those out for me and tell me how they work.
Okay. So from the side of your work, they will offer you health insurance. And there are different, it depends on your employer, I guess. But right now, some employer will offer you HSA. And then you can invest that if you use that kind of savings. This is what I learned also, if you don't go to hospital every time or every month, instead of using that money you paid for your insurance, why not save it into your HSA and invest it so your money will, that money is yours forever. If you know that you have to go to your doctors on a monthly basis, or if you have chronic illnesses, that you probably have to use a different kind of insurance. We have right now, we have HMO, we have the low deductible and high deductible. I'm not sure with in the different states and different places or different employers that what they offer, but if your employer offer you an HSA, use that one if you don't go to your doctors most of the time. So it's like a health savings account right now. This is what I'm doing because I don't go to my doctor all the time and I do not have a chronic illness. So I used the HMO, the high deductible, but I am paying it like $15 a month for my health insurance. It has a free annual checkup, but when you go to the doctor, you have to meet your deductible, which is minus $6,000 before they will pay the entire cost of your hospitalization, your diagnostic test or everything. Because I don't go to the doctors most a lot of times, I use that one. I use the money that I supposed to be paying. That I think they have 3,000 or something maximum amount the entire year that you can put in your health savings account. So once you put your money in there, and if it goes to $2,000, you can invest it to stocks. So you invest it into a different in the stock market, and then it grows. It will grow by time, and that money you will have it forever, like for a long time. And then once you have like health expenses, you can use that money to pay for it also. So it's a savings for your healthcare. I think, but you are still using your money, but you are yielding interests if you are doing it. On the other hand, they will also offer you the low deductible, but you are paying a high amount monthly. So my previous one, because I did not know, I was so scared that something would happen to me, and then I do not want to pay $6,000 before they will pay for my insurance. So I choose the low deductible, which was $2,000, but I was paying like $150 a month. $150 a month. And instead of paying $150 a month, right now I was putting it on my HSA account. So
one smart woman. It's a very, very smart thing.
I don't know. It's so hard to explain it in a way, in a simplest way.
You are explaining it better than most experts explain it. Okay. I'm asking you these questions and I know these answers, and it's hard for people to explain it. And I've asked a lot of people, even experts, to explain it. And you are just hitting the nail on the head in terms of the best way to explain this. You're fantastic. Were you a teacher at some point or...
No, I was not.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
Well, let's see. Let's move on a little bit here from the financial. We'll get off that boring topic. No, you're so interesting. It's really interesting what you've done, especially with the HSA. That's really, really smart how you plan that. So let's talk a little bit about the culture here. I know that we touched on it in the beginning, and you were saying that, which first of all, by the way, your English is fantastic. It's fantastic.
No, thank you.
Yeah, you do not have a very thick accent.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I think I've learned, but I still have sometimes I still have things that I need to learn. Yeah, when I came in here, I think that most of the nurses that are coming in here, they took IELTS. They have to go through school to get, to develop their skills in speaking and listening and writing. That's really nice. But for those people who are afraid that they will fail, or they're like, oh, they don't have a confidence in themselves, I think I have proven that I used to be like that. If I probably would, at that time, if I would take my IELTS, I wouldn't probably pass it because of the way I speak. But I think it's a blessing, or it is just your motivation on how to get your goals, to do things that you want to do.
How did you learn English so well? Did you watch shows, movies, go out and join groups?
Yeah. So when I came here, I understand some people. I can understand when somebody talk to me, but I can speak English. But around that time, it was my pronunciation, it was a struggle. And I was having a hard time to convey my message to someone. What I did is I bought a book with a CD in it, and I was listening in it, watch English movies, shows. There was a time that I avoid watching or listening Filipino or Cebuano's movies or music because I want to like train my brain. And that was helpful for the first year. You know, those for the first year being a nurse, I was so nervous to work because what if my patient will not understand me? What if the doctor will not understand what I was going to say? So I learned some phrases from the movies, from the shows that I watched. And I thought I applied it very well. I have a lot of bloopers, I would say, at work.
Okay, tell me some of those phrases. Now you have to share.
Okay, so it for some people it might be fun, but I think for some people it's weird. You know, I work as a nurse, and I started my CNAS. I tried to be a good leader. I tried to be a good charge nurse with my CNAS. And they were, one time my CNAS was like, oh, I'm so tired. I am so burned out. And then I told my CNAS like, hey, it's okay. Why don't you go out and get laid? And her face was like red and her eyes was big. She probably did not expect it from me, but and then she walked away and then she said, oh, Lani. And then she walked away. And then at one point, my ex-husband or my husband at that time was saying the same thing. Like I was so tired, that she was so tired and was burnout. And I told her, hey, why don't you go and get laid? It's okay. Have fun with your friends. And then she was telling me like, what the heck are you talking about? Do you know what are you talking? I said, yeah, just go out with your friends, have some drinks and have fun. But because in my, when I was watching a movie, that's what the phrase I've heard from those people, and they go out and have some drinks. And I thought that wasn't. It was a different meaning. And my husband, no, it's not. That's not what it means. It means like this. I'm like, oh my goodness. That's why my CNAS became red and was not speaking to me after I said that. So yes, it was horrible.
That's a great story. That's a fantastic story.
And there were more. It was embarrassing.
No, well, what about things that people said to you and you were like, were there any of those stories too?
Yes. I went to the store. I was wearing my boots and then there's this tall guy came to me and then she said, oh, I like your boots. You know, the way he said it, like, you know, like your boobs or something. And I was like, excuse me, what are you saying? But he said, like, your boots, like, it was horrible. And, you know, when you are a nurse, you have to speak to the doctor lots of times, right? And especially it's over the phone. And there are times that my doctor, he could not understand what I was saying. So we have to do a spelling, like, A is in apple, B is in boy. And I don't know, for some reason, that's how I did it with the doctor. There were a couple times that probably the doctor was irritated with me or I was not ready to call him, but I did without being prepared. And I was hung up the phone on me twice. And then later on when he knows me and then I explain it to him that, hey, I do have a really thick accent. And if you do not understand me, I would be offended. Just ask the questions again or, you know, just stop me and say, hey, can you repeat it? Or can you say it again? So I would be able to convey it to you. And it works well. Most of the time when I talk to my patient, when I was new, I have this introduction to them like, hey, I'm a Filipino. I have a thick accent. I won't get offended if you do not understand me. Please let me know and ask me questions if you do not understand me. And that works very well with them and make them feel comfortable with me. That's how I started building relationship and communications with my patients and the people that I work with, especially the doctor. because most of the time you're talking on the phone. Yeah.
It's great that you found that system on how to communicate with the doctor. And then also you start with the patient and you're just very assertive and open and, hey, this is me. This is, you know, how I want to help you.
Yeah, and this is what you get. And even the family also, and they find it like, okay, they trusted me because I, at the beginning, hey, I have this accent. I might say words that I did not mean to, but please tell me after, or, you know, correct me. And it works very well. And my coworker, I think they are used to me, the way I speak, the way I talk to them, and they understand me. All of a sudden, like, oh, I get you. I know what you mean. So, and until these days, they are, they kind of know me. I've been there for over 9 years. So, and sometimes they correct me or they tell me, hey, this is how you say it, or that's not what it means.
Yeah. And that's why I wanted to contact you, because I had seen the four and I said, oh, she's so well-spoken and she's so, you know, good at this. I have to contact her and ask her to do these videos with me, because your English really is great and your pronunciation is awesome. And it's very obvious that you worked hard at that was something that was important to you, to work hard and be able to communicate. And you speak very well. So I'm going to just ask you one last question here. If you could give a piece of advice, if there's a nurse coming to the United States from Brazil, they've never been here. Okay. They don't know the first thing about it and they're scared. What piece of advice would you give them?
Be patient. I would say if they're a nurse, you just really need to have a thick skin and don't be afraid. If you are doing the right thing, you have nothing to be afraid of. But of course, you need to be patient with someone who maybe does not understand you. Do not take offense from it. Learn from your mistakes from the past. I also, I keep on telling some people, or like my friends, that your attitude on how you react into a certain situation really will bring you a long ways. And being respectful also. Patience, respect, and don't be afraid to say no. Or if you speak your mind, do not be afraid. Do not just say, okay, yes, I will do it. I will do it. If you think it's not right, say it. There's no harm on if you speak to that person honestly, or if you speak out your mind with respect, of course.
Thank you so much. It was great speaking with you and it was lovely meeting with you.
Yeah, thank you, Alshana.
Have a great day.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work here in the USA. We offer direct hire, meaning you will be sponsored and hired directly by American healthcare facilities. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.